Work is set to begin this summer on Oklahoma City's new Mental Health Crisis Center. An update on the status of wind turbine legislation, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are back to work tonight for Game 2. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Deborah Schar. The Oklahoma City Council approved final plans for a new mental health crisis center. The facility will be located on Northeast 13th Street on the east side of the OU Health Sciences Center campus. The city says the center will have spaces for emergency assessments, stabilization, and ongoing support for people experiencing a mental health crisis. An urgent recovery area includes 26 observation stations and a social living area. Construction is set to begin early this summer. The center is expected to open next year. Oklahoma lawmakers revisited a bill this session to restrict wind turbine placement. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, no agreement was reached.
Senate Bill 2 failed last year when the House and Senate didn't compromise on the measure's language. It was brought back toward the end of this session and had a similar outcome. The revised version passed through the Senate on the last day of the legislative session, but it failed in the House. The measure would have created residential setbacks for wind turbines. The structures would have to be 2.5 times their height from dwellings and 1.5 times their height from property lines that aren't part of the contract. The turbine conversation takes place as wind energy developers show increased interest in eastern Oklahoma. Several projects are currently underway. Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says he plans to bring more legislation on wind setbacks next session. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Two of the three people accused of defrauding the state through a restaurant contract with the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department have pleaded guilty. KGOU's Hannah France has this update.
Curtis Brooklander and Timothy Hooper pleaded guilty to charges of fraud related to their operation of Swadley's Foggy Bottom Kitchen in multiple state parks across Oklahoma. Brooklander will serve 10 years of probation and Hooper will serve 5 years of probation as part of their plea deals. The third defendant, restaurant owner Brent Swadley, is facing trial, which began this week. In 2024, a multi-county grand jury indicted Swadley and his business partners with fraud stemming from a 2022 state audit which found the restaurant's owners overcharged the state by millions of dollars. I'm Hannah France.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to bounce back after Monday night's double overtime loss at home to the San Antonio Spurs. Ryan LaCroix reports on what to expect in tonight's Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals.
The Thunder got off to a slow start, were heavily out-rebounded, and could not contain Spurs star Victor Wembanyama in Game 1. Speaking with reporters on Tuesday, Coach Mark Daigneault said, as the Thunder regroup, everything is on the table.
In these series, you know, one of the things you got to do is you got to figure out what the problems are, and you got to put the fires out pretty quickly. And so that's our challenge, and we got to work on that with the team today. We'll continue to work on it tomorrow, and then we'll throw our best pitch tomorrow night.
Game 2 against the Spurs tips off at the Paycom Center at 7:30 tonight and can be seen on television on NBC. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.